Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
It's better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
Q104, 90s, 2000s, and now. Good morning. The Q Morning Show, Bill and Alyssa. It's Wednesday morning. Last night, I was out again last night on a Tuesday night. And again, the weather was just unbelievable last night.
It was beautiful yesterday.
I mean, come on, man.
I had a jacket on when I left work and I was sweating. It was so nice.
I was wearing a hoodie last night and I was warm.
Wow.
I'm wearing shorts again this morning. It's just crazy, but I was invited to go play shuffleboard again last night. That's why I was out.
Mm-hmm.
So I was back at Forest City Shuffleboard, and I don't know. This might be the last time that I'm going to be invited because I was terrible last night.
Already? This is only your second time going.
I was awful. I played terrible shuffleboard.
You know what? We all have those days. Everybody has those days. Everybody makes mistakes.
Well, it was only my second one. And someone did text it in the show. They're like, what is shuffleboard? And I don't know if it... Is that not like a common thing? Like, doesn't everybody know what shuffleboard is?
I mean, I'll be honest. I know what the board looks like. I have no idea how to play.
Yeah, it's a long playing field.
Uh-huh.
And you have people on either side of the shuffleboard court.
Mm-hmm.
And you've got these long... cue sticks, I guess, for lack of a better term. And it looks like you're pushing pucks, like you were playing hockey, but it's actually, they call them biscuits.
Uh-huh.
And then you have to push your biscuit across the shuffleboard court, and then on the other side, they have, it's basically a triangle of numbers.
Mm-hmm.
And so you're trying to get your biscuit to land on a number, and that's how many points you get.
So you're playing on an actual court.
Yeah.
With the little sticks. Oh, okay. See, I just looked it up. I've only ever seen shuffleboard in like bars that you play on the table that you just kind of like slide it with your hand.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That's
the only type that I've ever seen.
They actually have those in the bar as well.
Oh, wow. This is a big shuffleboard place.
No, this is like old school shuffleboard where, you know, you would play this like maybe if you're on a cruise with seniors. Or if you live in some retirement community in Boca Raton, Florida.
Okay.
That's the type of shuffleboard court that I'm talking about.
Really setting the scene here.
Yeah. But I was just awful last night. We only won one game. We lost two. And in the third game, I was looking at the wrong scoreboard. I thought we were winning and we actually lost that game.
Oh, that's a sad realization.
So that's, yeah, it was a reality check for me last night for shuffleboard.
Well,
I don't know. I don't know if they're going to ask me.
You got to keep trying. You got to keep playing. This is only your second time. You can't give up yet. Come on.
I guess so. Maybe I need some inspiration from LeBron James because he's in town tonight.
Oh, that's right. Him and Bronny are here.
Yeah, and Bronny will be here, by the way. I thought he'd be sent down to the G League by now, but he's still with the Lakers, so it's possible.
Again, he just started. Give him a chance.
Well, they're going to send him down to the G League. It's going to happen.
I thought that you were joking.
No.
Is the G League a real thing?
The G League is like a developmental league for NBA players.
Oh.
Bronny needs to go there. He needs to go there to learn how to be a better NBA player. I need to go to some shuffleboard G League somewhere.
Yeah, do they have one of those? Should we look one of those up?
They should have one.
Big or small, we want it all. It's Good Vibes at 6:55 on Q104.
Good morning. Is this Tiffany?
Is this Bill and Alyssa?
It is. Tiffany, we hear you have some good vibes you want to share.
I do. So this past weekend, the North Royalton, my son is a senior in the band, so this is his last band season. And the last game of the football season, they played Wadsworth, which was undefeated, and they won.
Woo!
I know. It was amazing. It was such a good game. It was touchdown for touchdown. And then on Saturday, they went to States in Columbus and got a superior rating, I think, for like the 37th year in a row.
Wow.
It's a tradition of excellence, and literally a tradition of excellence. But then I found out last night that on top, their playoff game is at Wadsworth against Wadsworth again.
Oh, it's a rematch.
It's a rematch, and I cannot wait. I just hope it's not raining.
Oh, let's go. Rain or shine, baby.
I'm going to be huddled in my show if it's raining. I'm not missing it. It's just miserable when it's cold and wet.
Tiffany, what was it like for you during the most recent game to watch your son play in the band during the halftime show and thinking about how this might be his last performance? His senior year is winding down.
Emotional. You know, this is my one baby.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, I ebb and flow with, like, I'm ready, I'm not ready, I'm ready, I'm not ready.
Aww.
And he's such a sweet kid, and, you know, he'll come to me and he'll be like, Mom, I'm not ready. What if something happens in college and you're not around? And I'm like, dude, I'm a car ride away or a flight away. Let me know.
Where is he going to school? Does he know yet?
He doesn't. He's applying everywhere, literally everywhere.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, if it makes you feel any better, I did the same thing and still ended up staying close to home. Just went 45 minutes away to Kent. My mom was ecstatic.
Well, buckle up, Tiffany. It sounds like it's going to be a wild year.
Can I do a cheap plug?
Sure, why not?
Yeah, let's go.
My son is the first tier two, but for the Contemporary Youth Orchestra, which is an organization in Cleveland, and they're performing at the Angora in like 2 weeks.
Oh, wow.
All right, very good. You've got lots of good vibes this morning.
So many. I have so much to be grateful for.
Well, that's good because you're going to need them all this year. It sounds like it's going to be a crazy senior year.
I'm sure everybody tells you this, but it is downhill from here. It goes so fast. So, like, savor it all.
It already is. The commencement stuff came, and I'm just like, oh, my God.
Oh.
Thank you, Tiffany, for sharing your good vibes with us.
Yeah, thank you so much. I really love the show in the morning. I listen to it every morning on the way to work.
Thank you for those nice words. 216-474-0104. We love that you share your good vibes with us. Every morning on the Q Morning Show, 655 and 855. Q104. Q104, the Q Morning Show. Bill and Alyssa, good morning. So talking to Tiffany a few minutes ago during Good Vibes gave me an idea because she was talking about how Friday night, high school football playoffs, North Royalton and Wadsworth, a rematch on Friday night. Because there's so much of that happening right now. High school football playoffs.
Oh, yeah.
This weekend. But it's not just football. It's soccer. All of the fall sports.
All the fall sports.
It's playoff time. So I was thinking if you wanted to shout out your team.
Oh, yeah. Let's get a shout out train going.
Yeah, you can do that starting now until game time. And we can maybe put together like a little montage. And I don't know. I'm brainstorming really on the air. But just let us know, 216-474-0104. You can call or text.
Let us know who you're rooting on this weekend.
Like soccer. Well, because I live in Rocky River, I pay attention to what's going on in Rocky River. Girls soccer, they won yesterday in Coshocton, Ohio. So they are going to the regionals. Rocky River soccer on Saturday. Bay Village soccer is doing very well. They have a game with Avon Lake, I think, on Saturday. So that's girls soccer. High school football playoffs, Cleveland Heights in Strongsville has a game this weekend. So again, 216-474-0104. You can shout out your team and we'll figure out what to do with it and play those over the next couple days.
I'm curious how many, who's going to call in the most? What school is going to call in the most?
Oh,
make it a little friendly competition.
I wasn't thinking about making a competition, but I guess that's what it's all about, right?
The spirit. That's what it's all about. out.
The spirit of competition. Speaking of Cleveland Heights, did you see who's putting out another Christmas album?
No.
That would be Jason Kelce, Cleveland Heights native. He puts out a Christmas album. I don't know how many years he's been doing it, but it's really only been in Philadelphia. He does it with the Eagles teammates.
Okay, how have I never heard of this?
Because it was in Philadelphia.
Gotcha, gotcha.
But now that Jason Kelce is more in the mainstream, mm-hmm. you know, he's more in the national spotlight, now we hear more about these things. So he's putting out another Christmas album, and he and Travis got together, and they wrote a song called It's Christmas Time in Cleveland Heights.
What?
So this will be on Jason's Christmas album. Here it is.
It's Christmas time in Cleveland Heights. It's Christmas time in Cleveland Heights.
Pretty easy to learn that song, isn't
pretty
it?
Pretty easy. Gotta love it.
Christmas time
in Cleveland Heights.
I'm sure there's more lyrics to it. Just not aware of them.
Maybe they should stick to football, though.
No, come on.
No, I'll take it. But, like, as a profession, I think it would just be responsible of them to stay on the field.
Well, it does a good thing. It raises a lot of money. So that is a good thing. It's Q104. Kristen in Medina wondering if she is a bleep hole. So let's get into it. It's the Q Morning Show, Q104. Bill and Alyssa. Kristen, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Doing well. Who thinks you might be a bleep hole?
Well, no one as of yet, but I am worried that my neighbors will think I am.
Oh, okay. So preemptive bleep hole.
Exactly. Yeah. So just regarding the, you know, trick-or-treating tomorrow, we are planning on going to my sister's house in Westlake. And we've been doing this for the past few years. And usually we just leave a bowl of candy out, you know, with one of those take one signs. But we actually installed a Ring camera back in 2022, and we noticed that about 45 minutes into trick-or-treating, a group of kids come up and take the entire bowl. So I just want to know, would I be a bleep hole if I just, you know, this year decided not to leave candy out? Because I don't know who these kids are, but I just feel bad, you know, for the other kids that come up to the house and just find an empty bowl. And I just don't even think it's worth, you know, wasting the money on it. So,
okay. Do you think that it's the same kids or every single year is it's just different kids every year just doing the same thing? So like some bleep hole kid in there,
just some hooligans.
Yeah. Just pours the entire bowl into his bag.
Yeah. We can't tell. Like we haven't been able to tell. All we know is that it happens and it just doesn't seem worth it. And you know, I asked my husband about it a few weeks ago, and he said he agreed with me. You know, like, let's just skip the candy this year. But literally just today, a day before, you know, trick-or-treating happens, he asked me to stop and grab some candy on my way home because he feels bad. So,
oh, man, he cracked.
Exactly. And I don't want to be a bleep hole, but would I be a bleep hole if I don't leave candy out this year?
I have my answer. Do you have your answer, Alyssa?
This is a little tough. I don't know. I mean, you know what? No, I have my answer.
Okay. Should I say what my answer is?
Yeah, let's hear it.
I don't think she's a bleep hole.
I don't think she's a bleep hole either.
Thank you.
That's my stance. Because if the kids are going to come up anyways and see an empty bowl, I would rather just turn the porch light off and be like, don't even bother. Don't even come up here.
Exactly.
She's not going to be at home. She's not obligated to leave candy out at all. Just turn off the porch lights. It is not a law that you have to pass out candy at your house in your neighborhood.
Exactly.
If you're not going to be there, I wouldn't waste your money and give an entire kid an entire bowl of candy. Just don't leave it out. That's what I'm saying.
Or another option, you could just be watching the Ring camera all night when you see those kids come up. Just like turn the audio on and be like, hey!
You're busted!
Leave it alone! Which would be pretty funny, too.
I'm going to kill you, you son of a
bitch! Oh, my God, Bill.
No, I'm just kidding.
That's actually a really great idea. I will, if I do get this candy, which my husband has just requested I pick up on my way home from work, I think he should also be in agreement that we will be co-monitoring via Ring Light and scaring any potential, you know, scavenger hooligan groups away from taken the lot.
Yeah, I mean, at least have some fun with it.
I'm liking this idea. Thanks, guys.
216-474-0104. I guess what we're looking for, does anybody actually think that Kristen is a bleep hole for not leaving out candy at her house? We'll get into it next. 216-474-0104. Q104. The Q Morning Show. Good morning, it's Bill and Alyssa. Am I the bleep hole? Kristen in Medina. I'm not sure why she thinks that she's a bleep hole. I really don't.
I understand. Not leaving out candy. Like, I think I would also maybe feel like a bleep hole, but she has good reason because kids just keep pouring the whole bowl into their bag. She sees it on the Ring camera for the past, what, like 2 or 3 years now?
Yeah, she's not going to be home. She is never home on Halloween. She goes to Westlake to spend time with family, and so she's been leaving a bowl out, and it's emptied within 15 minutes, she says. And she's like, am I a bleep hole for not leaving out candy? I don't see why she thinks she would be. I mean, you're not obligated. As far as I know, it's not a Medina County law.
It's not a law, but like, I don't know. You want to give kids candy. It's trick or treat.
Jackie, you live in Medina.
I do.
Do you have to pass out candy down there if you're not home?
If you're at home, I mean, I could say and see yes, but no, not if you're not at home. Say my husband and I, we go to Halloween parties outside of where we live, and we have left out candy for probably 5 years ago for two consecutive Halloweens, and the bowl was empty within 15 minutes. And we have a Ring camera as well, and like even with putting out the little one per kid, kids just take handfuls of candy because it's not being monitored.
So, Did you see the perpetrator on your Ring camera?
Well, it's hard to decipher who they were. They were all in costumes.
Right.
That is true. That is true.
But our development is a huge Halloween spot because we're in the country and we live in a nice development. So everybody and their brother comes to where we live, and it's super fun. But kids get enough candy where we live. What? So I think our one house will not.
What would you do if you're a parent and you look at your Ring camera and you see, oh, that's Leo down the street. He just took a whole bowl of candy. Do you call his mom?
No, I don't think I would. No. I think I'd be like, you know what? No, his mom is already going to be paying for it with how much sugar he's intaking.
True.
So let's not make her life harder.
Correct. I agree with Alyssa.
Thank you, Jackie. Thank you for listening and for calling in this morning. We're getting good suggestions on the text as far as...
Yeah, these texts are cracking me up. This one that says, tape a sign up that says, smile, you're on camera.
Well, this suggestion, only take one piece of candy. Another sign, only take one piece of candy. Our camera and Jesus are watching you. That'll scare the kids.
That'll scare them.
216-474-0104. That's how you get in touch with us. Am I the bleep hole? I just don't see in any world where Kristen would be the bleep hole. Now, I understand why if you're home and kids are out trick-or-treating and you can look in your window and you're visibly sitting there watching TV.
See the lights on in the house and you're like, what?
It's very confusing for kids because they don't understand the whole porch light thing. And they still see a porch light and they're like...
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Kristen, I don't think you're the bleep hole on this one.
We are the Q Morning Show. It's Q104. Good morning.
Grab your notebooks and sharpen those pencils. It's time for Alyssa's College of Knowledge. Class is in session on Q104.
Erin from Brunswick is going to play today, and she has a car full right now.
Thank you.
Who are you chauffeuring around this morning, Erin?
I have Mara, Tilly, and Fallon all going to school this morning.
Oh, very good. Do you think they're going to be able to help you out with these questions?
I don't know. What do you think, girls?
Maybe. No promises, Mom.
Yeah.
It is a three-question general knowledge trivia challenge. If you get more right than Alyssa, you win. If she gets more right than you, she wins. If it is a tie, Alyssa wins. Question number one, Erin. What actress played the reporter Gail Weathers in the Scream franchise?
Courtney Cox.
Question two. If you are a grandmaster, you are associated with what skill game?
What's Grandmaster Mario, do you know? What's Grandmaster? Call of Duty?
And question three, what is the name of a baby kangaroo?
A Joey.
Not too bad, Aaron. 2 for 3 today. Let's get Alyssa back in here.
Alyssa, will you please report back to the studio?
Where do the girls go to school?
St. Ambrose.
Thank you so much for having us on this morning. Alyssa, it's Aaron and her three daughters from Brunswick. Oh, your hometown.
Oh, good old Brunswick.
However, they go to St. Ambrose.
Oh.
You did not go there.
I did not. I went to Hickory Ridge.
Okay. We're driving right past that right now.
I was going to say, it's right there, though.
Yeah.
But they did very well, 2 for 3 today. So let's see how you do compared to them. Question number one. What actress played the reporter Gail Weathers in the Scream franchise?
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh, the girl from Friends. What's her name? Monica is not going to work for this, is it?
3, 2, 1.
I don't know.
Courtney Cox.
Courtney Cox. Oh my gosh.
So you're in the hole, Alyssa.
I am.
You need these next two just to tie Aaron today. Question number two. If you are a grandmaster, you are associated with what skill game?
What? A grandmaster? Is it horse racing?
It is not horse racing. We were looking for chess. Looking for chess.
Never played in my life. I know that's a shock.
Let's ask this third question just for fun. What is the name of a baby kangaroo?
A Joey.
That's a Joey.
That's a Joey.
However, that only gives you 1 point. Aaron and her three daughters got 2 today. Aaron takes down Alyssa in Alyssa's College of Knowledge.
Woo!
Good job, Aaron. Good work.
So, Aaron, we have this official Bill and Alyssa diploma that we're going to send your way. The official Bill and Alyssa, Alyssa's College of Knowledge pennant, which you can hang up proudly in your home.
Not many people have it.
Put it above the mantle, and we have tickets to go see Derek Hough dance for the holidays at Akron Civic Theater on November 8th.
Oh, fun. My name is Aaron, and I just graduated from Alyssa's College of Knowledge on Q104.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
What is going on, Alyssa? What is going on?
What do you mean?
Is there something happening that I should know about?
No.
It's Q104, Bill and Alyssa, the Q Morning Show. We just took a call from Elena. And Elena is on the line right now. Elena did not want to come on the show. She's like, no, I just wanted to ask this question. I don't want to come on the show. And I'm like, no, you're going to come on the show because of the question that she asked. And I would like to know why she is asking this question.
Okay.
And what the answer is.
Okay.
So Elena, good morning.
Oh, God. Good morning, everyone.
Thank you for agreeing to come on the air after I forced you. Please ask the question that you just asked a second ago.
Okay.
Hey, Alyssa.
What's up, Elena?
This is so, I really hope you don't think it's weird that I'm calling. Actually, my husband specifically told me not to call you because he said, quote unquote, you're going to come across as a stalker lunatic.
What?
But really, are you moving? Because here, real quick, I work at U-Haul, and yesterday I took an order to rent a truck for an Alyssa. Am I allowed to say your last name on air? Never mind. But anyway, the driver's license that I took yesterday,
uh-huh.
The middle name was Rose. And the address was for a downtown address. So that is that you? Are you moving already?
Busted.
You're moving?
Yes.
Hey, Dan, I told you.
Wait a minute. Hold
Cat's
on.
Cat's out of the bag.
All right. Everybody, hold on. Hold on, everyone.
I knew it.
First of all, Elena, this is incredibly unprofessional of you if you work for U-Haul.
I know. Listen, you and my husband. I've already gotten the third degree from him.
Also, okay. For what it's worth, I do not think that you are a lunatic stalker, so you could report that back to him. You are simply inquiring.
Okay, thank you. Yes.
Second of all, what is she talking? You're moving?
Oh, yeah, we're moving this weekend.
Where are you moving?
So I have some news.
What?
We got a house.
What?
I've been listening to you so, oh my gosh, I'm so excited.
I know, I've been keeping it a secret. It has been, I'm so bad at keeping secrets. So it has been killing me to not share this. But yeah, we are moving this weekend. We just got a house in Parma Heights. We are going to be Parma Heights' newest residence. I'm so excited.
You bought a house or you're renting a house?
We bought a house. So, like, we're here for the long haul.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
In the U-Haul. In the U-Haul, baby.
We couldn't do it without the U-Haul.
You know, I'm sorry for busting you, but I had to ask.
Well, I'm glad you did, because who the hell knows when Alyssa was going to tell me.
Oh, I was going to ask you before the weekend, but are you free on Saturday?
I don't know. I don't know what to think.
What are you doing on Saturday? Because I do need some extra hands.
I don't know what to think. This news is throwing me off. It's really throwing me off. We have a lot to talk about. I don't know when we're going to talk about it, but we need to talk about this.
Homeowners.
You're moving.
We're first-time homeowners. Isn't that crazy?
You bought a house.
We bought a house.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
I don't know what to think, though.
I'm sorry. Thank you, and I'm sorry in the same breath.
Lady Gaga, Bruno Mars, the Q Morning Show, Q104. It's Bill and Alyssa. If you are just tuning in right now, we have breaking news on the show, and it's only because a listener called in and busted Alyssa.
It's blowing Bill's mind right now.
I just found out that Alyssa has bought a home.
Not just me. Me and my husband.
Right. I assumed he was going along with you.
Yeah, no, he's coming with.
My first question is, when were you going to tell me this?
Well, you know, housing is really a whole process, as we've learned. This is our first time buying a house. So we've been in the works of closing for like weeks now, but I wanted to wait until it was like officially official, and it is officially official now.
And now you're moving this weekend.
Yeah, we get the keys on Friday night, I think. So we're moving in on Saturday.
Do you have to be out of your apartment at a certain time?
Oh, yes. Saturday is the last day we can be there.
Yeah.
So we are really cutting it down to the wire.
Alyssa's apartment is downtown Cleveland.
Mm-hmm.
So you waited to tell me because you were afraid to jinx the whole thing?
Yeah. I mean, like, we've never done this whole, like, home buying process. I had no idea it was gonna take as long as it did. And it really, like, it wasn't, like, any longer than a normal process, apparently. It's just, like, usually we're used to apartments, and you just, mm-hmm. you know, sign a couple spots, and you have an apartment. So this has been in the works, though, for a couple of weeks now. We honestly only went looking at houses, like, twice.
Okay, so...
And we fell in love with this one.
I'm definitely stunned. I can't say that I'm 100% surprised, because I do remember you talking about looking at homes,
mm-hmm.
but this was weeks ago that you were doing that, and it was before you got married.
Well, yeah. So yeah, we...
I guess I didn't see it coming this quickly.
Oh, yeah. We put an offer in, like, weeks before we got married. Like, the first person that we talked to on our wedding day was Gary, the mortgage guy. He called us because Bryce needed to sign some more papers. That was the first person that we talked to on our wedding day. It was pretty funny.
Dude, there are so many storylines going on with you. It is so difficult to keep up with you. In the last six months.
Yeah, we also, for what it's worth, we haven't even been doing this show officially for 6 months yet. That will be on Friday.
Yeah.
Our 6 month anniversary.
Our 6 month anniversary is on Friday.
Uh-huh.
And in that time, you have moved cross country.
Uh-huh.
And now you're moving again.
Uh-huh.
You got married.
Yeah.
Like, slow down. I can't keep up with you.
I feel like I don't have that much going on. Other than,
oh, really? Because,
you know, moving.
Like, next week, I'm thinking, oh, and so I'm really worried about my 16-year-old teenager. She's getting her driver's license. It's like it's all going so fast.
Like, I'll just automatically have a teenager right. by next week?
Yeah, you leapfrog me. All of a sudden, your kid's older than my kids.
Like, oh, that'd be great.
All right. Well, I am happy for you.
Thank you.
I'm excited that you're excited about this house.
Thank you. Honestly, though, are you free on Saturday? We'll have pizza and beer if you can offer your assistance with some boxes. Bring the boys along. Make it a bonding experience.
I'll check with my wife to see what we're doing on Saturday because I really don't know. But if I can be there, I'll be there. I do have to say this, though. Like, I am happy for you. I'm happy that you bought this house. I'm excited that you're excited. I just think you're going to regret leaving downtown.
What?
It's the perfect setup that you have at this apartment downtown. It's been perfect. It's right next door to the radio station. You can just get up early in the morning, roll out of bed, come into work. Everything is downtown. Great restaurants, sporting events.
You're not wrong. I'm not arguing you on any of that. But we are so ready to not be in an apartment anymore. Do you realize, like, how much of a buzzkill it is to have to carry your groceries up 3 flights of stairs?
Do you know how much what goes into owning your own home and how much maintenance that you have to do on it?
No, this is our first house. I have no idea.
I think you're going to regret leaving downtown and buying a home.
You think I'm going to regret it?
216-474-0104. Is Alyssa going to regret leaving downtown Cleveland and buying a home?
I feel like you're the only one that thinks this.
No, I'm not. I'm going to have people backing me up.
You just want to live vicariously through me. Maybe we'll just, like, keep the apartment. You and I can split it, and that can be, like, your bachelor pad for when you want to go to, like, Guards games or Cavs games.
Yeah, or just a place for naps.
Yeah, just a place for naps.
216-474-0104. Is Alyssa going to regret leaving downtown? I say yes.
I say no.
The Q Morning Show. I say that by January 15th, Alyssa is going to regret moving out of downtown and moving into a house.
What? We're literally moving in on November 2nd.
I know. And then by January, you're going to be like, that was such a big mistake.
No.
I had the perfect setup living downtown right next to the radio station. I just had to get up. We get up at ungodly hours of the morning.
We do.
I just had to get up and just go next door.
I mean, that part of it is nice, but I also do think that it is going to be nice for me to, I don't know, have a little bit of time to wake up in the morning on my drive-in.
That is not the time to be waking up when you're driving. Taylor in Amherst, good morning.
Good morning.
Now, you are a former downtown resident, is that right?
Correct. I lived at the Leader Building.
Okay. And what has your experience been like since you left downtown? And I'm assuming, did you buy a house somewhere?
I did. I bought my house in Amherst. I lived downtown because it was 7 minutes from my work, mm-hmm. which I thought would be great, but I hated it. And then a year and a half ago, I bought a house almost an hour away from work, and it's still one of the best decisions I ever made.
Really?
Okay, so no regrets, even on the commute.
No regrets.
Oh, that makes me feel so much better. You have no idea.
What's the number one reason why you feel that way, Taylor?
Oh, God. Probably autonomy. I get to do whatever I want with my house.
Yes. Oh, my gosh. I'm so excited to paint and not have to worry about, like, a landlord coming in and seeing it being like, you weren't supposed to do that. Like, that's going to be so nice. I can't wait to just, like, go wild with paint.
I'm glad Taylor elaborated on that. I didn't know what autonomy meant. Kelly is listening to us this morning as well. Kelly, where are you?
I'm in Sugar Falls.
Thank you for calling in. What do you think about Alyssa's decision here to leave downtown and to buy a house and move to the suburbs.
Whose side are you on? Do you think I'm going to regret it? Are you on Bill's side or you
no,
on my side?
No, I'm on your side.
Oh,
yes,
thank
absolutely.
You.
Yes, renting property at all is a waste of money. So you're always going to benefit from the investment at the very least.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and we've rented. I mean, God, I've rented now for over a decade.
Could have bought a condo downtown.
Okay, why are you so stuck on downtown?
Because I think you're going to... All right, here's an example. By January 15th, after, let's say we have our big first major snowstorm, shoveling your driveway.
It's going to be a fun experience. It's something that Bryce nor I have ever done.
Oh, yeah.
I've never shoveled. I grew up in a family of women, so the dads always took care of that. My pap, my dad, he always does the shoveling thing.
I feel great about this. I feel terrific now. So I can't wait for that phone call. It's Bill. So I'm stuck in my driveway. I don't know how to get out.
Could you bring a snowblower over?
Or I'm afraid you'll say, I can't come into work this morning because we're stuck in my driveway.
Because I'm snowed in. No. No, well, I'll figure it out. Believe me. I will figure it out. But I'm so excited to be able to live in a house. We have a basement. We have a basement. It's incredible. We have laundry. I don't have to walk up any stairs to get to my apartment. To get to the house, I just walk in. Boom.
We have a kitchen faucet?
Okay, no, but we do have a kitchen sink. You know, the kitchen sinks with, the two sides?
Yeah.
We have that right now, and it's, uh-huh. Impossible to do the dishes without getting yourself soaking wet. We have a big sink in the kitchen. It's the little things.
Did we say what suburb you're moving into? Did we say? Do you want to say?
I think I did, very, very briefly. Parma Heights.
Okay.
So I'm very excited. I'm gonna be a West Sider still.
So Parma Heights, 216-474-0104. Tell Alyssa what is good about Parma Heights, what she can enjoy in Parma Heights.
Yeah, where should I go?
Your go-to spots. The Q Morning Show, it's Q104. Congrats, Alyssa.
We want it all. It's good vibes at 8:55 on Q104.
We're going to Westlake to talk to Peter. Good morning, Peter.
Hi, guys. Good morning.
Share some good vibes with us, please.
I'm actually really excited. My son, who is in the second grade, he just got Student of the Month. And we are just super excited about it. He was been struggling the past few months and... You know, school sort of just picked up again, and it's always sort of a transition to kind of get back into it, and I'm just so proud of him.
Bam! That's awesome.
Student of the Month.
Yeah. Yeah, it was a big deal.
Now, what did you do as a parent when you realized that your son was having a rough couple of months? What did you do at home to help turn that around?
Well, you know, we chatted, him and his mom and myself, we chatted about it, what's happening at school? Is there anyone that you're having any kind of conflicts? Are you getting along with your classmates? You know, try to get to the bottom of it. Like, is he being, bullying is a real thing. Not that he's been bullied before, but we have heard about it. So we wanted to kind of just make sure that wasn't happening. And I think it was just a focus thing. I think he was, he came off of a great summer. He was playing with his friends. He was traveling, doing a bunch of camps. And I just think he was just losing. He didn't have that focus he has in the past. So once we kind of dialed that in, they had more strategy as far as all right, we're taking away the iPad. He's not going to play on the video games all day like he used to. So
yeah.
I think in just kind of focusing on his homework, I think he got a lot better. And he really stepped up. So that's why I'm super proud of him.
And thankfully, the school recognized it as well. Way to go, Westlake, and gave him Student of the Month. That should only help reinforce everything, right?
Oh, yeah, for sure. And, we communicate with the school a lot, and they've been great. And they're like, no, he earned it. He definitely earned this one for this month. So we're just so excited.
Look at him go. On the up and up. It's only up from here.
That's right. We're going to take him out for pizza this weekend. He earned it.
Oh, yes, he deserves it. Get him the biggest slice.
Yep.
Thank you, Peter, for sharing that good vibe today.
You got it. Thank you, guys.
Your good vibes, 216-474-0104. That's how you share. You can call or text. Good vibes every morning on the Q Morning Show, Q104. What an exciting morning this morning for Alyssa Rose. She finally revealed to me and to everyone else that she bought a home and she is going to be a homeowner in Parma Heights.
In just a couple of days.
Yeah.
On Saturday.
So that is very exciting. But also, there's something else that you were very excited about this morning.
Dude. I yesterday
is this more exciting than buying a home?
Okay, no, it's not more exciting than buying a home. But my middle school self was like screaming, crying, throwing up yesterday when I saw this. The lineup for When We Were Young Festival in Vegas for next year just released, and oh my gosh.
Really?
I know that you can't relate to this because you never had an emo phase, but me,
no,
still an elder emo out here, just trying to navigate life. I was like, oh my gosh, I guess we're going back to Vegas next year.
Is that right? I can appreciate some of that music. So tell me about this lineup.
Okay. So it is like literally everything that a MySpace kid's dream is made of.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing that really got me, Panic at the Disco, they are playing their first album in its entirety at this festival. Do you realize how, like, epic that is?
No.
No, you don't. Like, this is a huge deal. This album came out in, I think, like, 2005. And just as a little backstory here, like, basically, like, Panic at the Disco, they just announced their hiatus, like, less than 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And now they're coming back. But they also, like, I've seen them live. They never perform songs off of this album. At best, Brendan Urie gives us like a medley. At best. But he's going to be performing A Fever You Can't Sweat Out all the way through.
Okay. So this album, is this before I chimed in with
that? That's the album.
Oh, that's the album.
It is that album.
Okay.
Yes, that was the biggest hit off of it, but definitely not my favorite song. I won't get into that. Also on this lineup, though, Blink. They're going to be playing some of their older stuff from like Enema of the State, Take Off Your Pants and Jacket, self-titled, all that. Weezer, Avril Lavigne, The Offspring. Taking Back Sunday is on here. And Never Shout Never. This is so niche. I'm hoping, crossing my fingers, that this is reaching the right audience. I know that there are emo kids in Cleveland. I see them. I see them at the mall. So I know that somebody else has to be just as excited about this as I am.
I see them at the mall.
I do. That's where emo kids hang out. All
still?
Emo... Yeah.
Like maybe in 2005.
Go to South Park Mall on a Friday night. You'll see what I'm talking about.
Okay. Well, again, I'm excited that you're excited. So when can I expect you to take off work next year for this?
Saturday, October 18th. I will not be available, but probably that whole weekend. Give me the Friday, too.
All right. Very good. Do you want to post this on the Q Morning Show Instagram?
Oh, yeah. I'll share the lineup to the Q Morning Show Instagram so that I can just nerd out with anybody else, since you're not going to nerd out with me here.
All right. I'm sorry. I'm just incapable of even pretending that I'm excited about
it. One of these days, I'm going to drag you to an emo night, and you're going to just, like, you're going to experience a whole new world. You'll be scared.
A whole new world.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.